From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. It's Monday, March 14th. Dr. Ngozi Ezike's time as head of the Illinois Department of Public Health ends today. Coming up, we'll take a look at her tenure and how she helped people of all stripes navigate the COVID-19 pandemic. But first, these headlines. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he agrees with the Biden administration's move to expand economic sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Durbin says sanctions and trade restrictions are effective tools, but notes that when it comes to military support, the U.S. and its NATO allies must be careful.
As to how far we can go without triggering some reaction from Putin that could be even worse than what we have today. We don't want World War III to come out of this situation.
Durbin says the federal spending package passed by Congress last week includes nearly $14 billion in humanitarian and economic aid for Ukraine. He says China has sided with Russia in a propaganda attack and called reports of the U.S. and Ukraine developing biological weapons preposterous. The lack of minority-owned businesses with contracts from the city of Urbana raised concerns in a recent city council meeting. Illinois Newsroom's student journalist Luis Velasquez has more.
Founder of a local construction company, Patrick Thompson brings up an ongoing issue to the city council of Urbana about the lack of contracts for minority-owned businesses in Urbana. Thompson says that minority-owned businesses tend to work harder due to financial issues, such as a lack of generational wealth. He says a good step the city council could take would be to hire someone that focuses on economic development to minority groups.
Well, the goal is to get the city to put some resources and really think about the hiring and someone that could dedicate their time to economic development, you know, to work on some short and long-term goals.
Urbana City Councilman Christopher Evans says he hopes the council will hire a compliance officer to enforce minority-owned businesses and women-owned businesses to receive contracts. He says the city administrator is currently collecting data on Urbana's process in hiring minority-owned businesses and women-owned businesses. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
The Illini men's basketball team will travel to Pittsburgh to play the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga in the NCAA's tournament's first round. But they must battle some health issues before Friday evening's game. Illinois earned a number 4 seed in the South region. Chattanooga's ranked 13th. Coach Brad Underwood explained through continual coughs and sniffles that conjunctivitis is currently running rampant through his team, but they will be ready.
I feel better about our basketball team right now than I felt in a long time. And that's saying that after we missed 10 free throws, 10 layups, 3 dunks, and still had a chance to win a game. We've been guarding better. Didn't help that we had pink eye going around our team.
The winner of Friday's game will play either 5th seed Houston or the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Tip-off time for Illinois Chattanooga is Friday at 5:50 p.m. Central on TNT. Still to come, we'll look at the Illinois Department of Public Health's Ngozi Ezike's tenure and impact during the COVID-19 pandemic on her last day as head of the department. That's next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. Dr. Ngozi Ezike's last day as Illinois' top public health official is today. She became a household name during the pandemic, and WBEZ's Alex Stegman takes a look back at her tenure in the role.
It's okay if you miss Dr. Ezike's appointment to lead the Illinois Department of Public Health on January 31st, 2019. Most of us did. Agency heads, department heads, board and commission members, they come and go. Many tenures aren't longer than a couple of years, and the governor's responsible for hundreds of appointments. Ezekiel's 2019 appointment was part of a news release that included 9 others. But she knew this was the start of something special, according to journal entries she wrote at the time.
One said, "Wow, a dream is coming true for me, even before I ever dreamt the dream, but it's now my reality." Another one said, "I'm so excited to grow and be stretched to new limits." Didn't exactly know the full impact of that.
It would take about one full year, but she'd quickly learn the second COVID case in the nation was detected in Chicago.
That was really early. That was in late January.
Dr. Allison Arwady heads the Chicago Department of Public Health.
She and I both started to, right away from the beginning there, needing to be much more in the public eye. People in public health do not naturally seek the public eye.
The daily news conferences started soon after that. Every single day, Dr. Ezike, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, and sometimes Arwady would get in front of the microphones. The tone of the news conferences was grim, but it intensified when Ezike reported the first case of community transmission in Chicago. That is, someone spread COVID directly to someone else, and it wasn't travel-related. But it got a lot worse by the end of March.
Of course, we know that we're in a period of exponential growth, and so we know that the numbers are going to have these giant rises.
Then, a week later,
there are 461 new cases and, unfortunately, 8 additional deaths.
Things shut down just before Easter.
Stay inside. If you absolutely must go out, please cover your nose and mouth.
Stores were running out of toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Gas prices plummeted. Restaurants shuttered and people stayed home. But Ezike kept going.
Hola, me llamo Ngozi Ezike y yo soy la directora del Departamento de Salud Pública en Illinois.
She gave more than 160 news conferences in English and Spanish, an effort that earned her praise from Governor Pritzker, who called her an empathetic beacon of stability.
Los números seguirán creciendo y anticipamos muertos adicionales. Esa es la realidad.
Now, when you're trying to reach millions of people, messaging matters, especially when those people come from different backgrounds of various means and speak different languages. Ezike gave her presentations first in English, then translated her message to Spanish. And there was a simple reason for that: access to critical information.
Many vulnerable populations are being affected by this pandemic, and none more than the Latinx population. The Latinx population has become the group with the highest proportion of positive cases in Illinois.
Media outlets airing these news conferences often carried Dr. Ezike's Spanish comments in their entirety, at least initially. And they were always available through the state's social media channels. Annie Abbott is an associate professor in the Department of Spanish and Portuguese at the University of Illinois. She says that level of visibility helps people who have traditionally felt left out.
It's very important in terms of just getting information that they need and they can utilize, but it is also important to see and to hear their language reflected at that level of power.
Abbott says it can be particularly challenging downstate, where non-native English speakers can feel isolated without support from larger immigrant communities. That's why she says Ezike's approach was so important.
Illinois is a really big state, and so then we have a lot of rural areas where people might be surprised to know how many Spanish speakers or Mayan speakers, speakers of indigenous languages of Mexico and Central America. And these people have very few language resources available to them.
But it wasn't just non-English speakers who were having problems understanding what was going on. It was also local health department directors trying to keep up with changing guidance and public orders while still trying to understand COVID-19 itself. Gail O'Neill is director of the Sangamon County Department of Public Health based in Springfield. She says Ezike provided them with that key thing that she also provided Spanish speakers: easier access to information.
I could actually text her and call her and have her answer my call, as silly as it was, and she would call me back. And the other administrators experienced the same situation. It was amazing to have the support that we've had from her.
O'Neill and Dr. Arwady back in Chicago appreciated Dr. Ezike's calm approach. Arwady says that included repetition. Even if there wasn't new information, she and Azike were out there telling people to wash their hands and stay 6 feet away from each other.
She really, worked hard to say it's more important to be out there every day, even when people are scared, especially when people are scared. And not just to hear the high-level guidance, which was also a little bit lacking at that point, but to know how do I translate that to my life, to my situation.
But all of that takes a toll eventually. Working from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily for months on end while trying to stay calm in the face of rapidly changing science is hard, especially when you have to spend a lot of time away from loved ones. Dr. Azike admitted as much during her emotional farewell news conference, where she said she'd always been pretty available for her family until she wasn't.
You have stood by and you have supported me. And you have not complained and you have made dinners and you've done all the pickups and the drop-offs. But now it's time for me to make you my priority and give back a portion of the attention and the encouragement and the support that you lavished on me.
That's fair, right? No one could have foreseen the role Azike would play in Illinois healthcare policy when she was unceremoniously announced by a governor's office press release. But the way she went out was markedly different. A lengthy news conference filled with speakers thanking her for her service and describing her positive impact, all while they shed tears. And that same governor had an announcement.
I have issued a proclamation declaring today, Tuesday, March 1st, to be Dr. Ngozi Azike Day in the state of Illinois.
I'm Alex Dagman.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny and breezy with a high of 61 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Joe Deacon, Luis Velasquez, Rob McCauley, and Alex Degman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.